This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Colorado freshman Republican Cory Gardner. He represents Colorado's 4th Congressional District, and he is the lead sponsor of a piece of legislation that passed the House earlier in the week by a vote of 253 to 166 that he says would streamline drilling permits in Alaska's Outer Continental Shelf and, more importantly, bring down the cost of fuel and create more jobs in this country. And Congressman Gardner, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Tell our listeners, real briefly, what's happening with the drilling permits up there right now and what your bill would specifically do.
You know, unfortunately, what we've seen is an administration and bureaucratic policies that seem more intent on delaying energy production than actually getting American energy online. And so my bill is designed to actually force the EPA to make a decision within a reasonable time period when it comes to exploration permits. They'll have 6 months to make a decision, up or down, and so that we can get on with it, so that we can start creating American jobs. It makes a couple of other minor changes in terms of how the Clean Air Act is interpreted, but the big emphasis, of course, is getting these exploration permits put in place so that we can create jobs and create American energy.
In terms of the EPA and then having them go up or down, not having really an appeals process, you mentioned before that it seems to some extent that some folks are more interested in stopping energy than allowing that exploration to continue. What do you expect the EPA to do on those up or down votes? Do you think we'll get more permits approved or be stuck with the same situation for the most part?
I think we'll see more permits approved because they've actually, what we've seen in Alaska in particular, in the Beaufort and Chukchi Sea, which is a reserve that has nearly 27 billion with a B, barrels of oil in reserve that's already been approved by the government to access and develop. The EPA issues the permit, and then it's appealed to an environmental appeals board. The environmental appeals board wasn't even created by Congress. It was created by the EPA administrator 2 decades ago. And so the appeals board then becomes this way to bury an approval from the EPA and keep it from actually being effective. This bill says, no, you can't send it to ping-pong back and forth between appeals and the EPA. You've got to actually make a decision, and if they don't like that decision, they can take it to court. But this moves the process and will help get American energy online.
Why did you decide to focus on Alaska here? Some say if this is good for Alaska, it should be good in the Gulf off the coast, and even in terms of perhaps exploration on land. I know there's a lot of shale around where you represent in Colorado, so why the specific focus on Alaska?
Well, and it actually is broader than Alaska. Alaska's been a lot of the attention because of this particular case where it took over 5 years, and what's taken over 5 years to get a permit out of the Environmental Appeals Board. But the EPA has jurisdiction on the Outer Continental Shelf throughout and across the country when it comes to our coastal areas, except for a little area in the western central Gulf region. Everywhere else will be affected and take a direction from this piece of legislation. And so it is directed toward a national fix, and I think that's what this country needs, ways to increase. You know, they say this bill will create nearly 50,000 jobs, and I believe we can bring 1 million barrels of oil a day into this country from Alaska into the lower 48 through the Beaufort and Chukchi Sea.
What kind of impact could it have on fuel prices?
We had testimony before the committee that it will actually decrease the need for imports on the West Coast, and that it would lower the price of gasoline in the West Coast. The mere fact that we have 1 million barrels of oil a day, that's enough oil to replace our imports from Saudi Arabia. That will definitely make a difference in our prices of oil and help lower the price of the pump.
As I mentioned, it passed the House, had some bipartisan support. Now it heads to the Senate, obviously, which is controlled by Democrats. Do you expect it to gain traction there? What are you hearing from the other side of the Hill?
We've actually had a compatible bill that's been introduced in the Senate, and excited that it's got strong bipartisan support over there. Senator Murkowski, along with Senator Landrieu, a Democrat, has introduced the bill. And so hopefully by the end of the summer, they'll start having hearings on it, and we'll get some action.
One other issue we want to get your thoughts on before we let you go, and that's the apparent breakdown of the debt ceiling talks in the last couple of days. What's your thoughts on where this is headed, the fight over whether to raise or not raise taxes? How do you expect it to shake out in the next month or so?
Well, these decisions over the debt limit aren't going to be made by anybody but the president and the leadership of the House and Senate. And unfortunately, the president has refused to participate. And so I think what you saw yesterday was a demand by the majority leader, Eric Cantor, and the House leadership to say, you know what, Mr. President, this is a matter of grave concern, and the economy of this country depends on the decisions that are being made. You can't stay out and have no plan. You need to step up to the table and be a part of this. This country cannot continue the direction it's taken in spending, debt and deficit. We've got to cut spending now, and we've got to put in place policies that will prevent this country from ever going down this path again.
Congressman, it's been very interesting. So much going on so many different issues. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks for having me.
Colorado Republican Congressman Cory Gardner represents his state's 4th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.